Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Quipscope, the show where we talk about a brand new game, a game that's coming out, a game that's coming out very, very soon. My name is Ashton.
My name is Ben.
Ben.
Yes.
Potter.
Yes.
You have been playing a game.
I certainly have.
What game is it, please?
It's Persona 5 Royal. This is very exciting because the Persona series in general has pretty much been sort of locked to PlayStation for many years. There have been a few spin-offs on the DS and the 3DS, but this is the first time that Persona 5 is making any kind of appearance on another system. It'll be available on Switch and Xbox as well as part of Game Pass. Mm-hmm. And people have been clamoring for this here Persona 5 for a very long time because it is, without doubt, one of the best JRPGs ever made and one of the best RPGs ever made. Well, it's an incredible video game, Ashton.
Cool.
You want to know about it?
Yeah, I do.
Good, because I'm going to tell you.
Thank you.
So Persona 5 Royal is the enhanced version of Persona 5, which is why
I was going to ask if it was an upgraded version.
So Persona 5 launched in 2017 on PS4, and then a couple of years later, Persona 5 Royal released. Mm-hmm. Had loads of enhancements and changes over the original Persona 5, including a new character and party member, there's a new school semester and an added palace, new cutscenes, new location to explore with loads of stuff. To do it. Basically, it is the version of Persona 5 that you want.
Right.
And this version of Persona 5 Royal, this port of Persona 5 Royal, not only does it support shinier graphics, although it always looked very nice anyway, but it also includes all of the DLC that was released for Persona 5 Royal, which is just costumes and some additional personas.
All bundled in to one game.
Precisely. But what is Persona 5?
Please tell me.
I will. It is a JRPG where you play as a young man of high school age as he goes about his daily life and battles demons at nighttime.
Of course, as all high school kids
do. Totally normal game. The Persona series really sort of kicked off with Persona 3 in terms of its popularity, and it's always had this really fun mix of sort of juggling your school life and having to do well in class and your sort of managing your free time. Do you want to go out and hang out with your friends or do you want to study or what do you want to do? And then there's also this underlying current of something is really wrong and we're these sort of badass persona users at nighttime or whenever it is that they end up going to this specific game's place where you fight this stuff. In Persona 5, that happens to be palaces. And you get together with your schoolmates who you meet as the game progresses and they join your party. And you're all fed up with adults who have been messing you around.
Bloody adults.
They're abusing their power. And so you sort of collect these friends as you go and you have to enter these individual adults' palaces, is what they're called. They're basically the dungeons that you end up exploring from the JRPG sense.
Okay, yeah.
You go through, you battle using personas, which are, in sort of very basic terms, a bit like Pokemon. They all have their own skills and some of the enemies that you face will have weaknesses to specific things.
Right.
There's a lot of tactics involved if you want to use that. So if you use a move on an enemy that they are weak against, they will sort of crumple to the floor and you'll have an opportunity to do sort of a way more powerful attack and you get an additional go in battle as well. So it's quite hard to explain, but the game does a great job of explaining it to you as you go through.
I think you've done a good job. Kind of understand.
I don't feel like I have, but I love Persona 5.
Yes.
And so the fact that it's coming out again for a whole new audience of people who've never been able to play it before is exciting to me because I know people have been clamoring to get their hands on it.
Yeah.
One of the things that I like the most about the Persona games is its sort of slice of life, Japanese culture kind of thing. so you're able to walk around. It's set in Tokyo, so you're able to walk around various districts of Tokyo that have been recreated in the game, and everything that you do in your spare time has a purpose. So if you decide to hang out with one of your friends after school, you stand the chance of sort of leveling up your relationship with that person, which will then provide benefits in battle later on. Or if you go and play darts, for example, you can level up a particular stat of your own, which will then allow you to access certain things. It's incredibly deep and weirdly not overwhelming at all, because the game does such a good job of introducing it to you. And when you're really getting into the swing of things and making your way through the game and the calendar system day by day, certain days will be locked off because of story stuff and you'll have to go and do certain things on certain days. But a lot of time will be left up to you to decide what you want to do after school. You're off on a Sunday, so what do you want to do with your Sunday? Do you want to go to the movies and level up your bravery? Because if you get brave enough, that means that you can access...
Go see a scary movie.
...other aspects of the game. Exactly. Go see a scary movie at the cinema.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So it is just this incredibly rich JRPG that lets you do all sorts of stuff. And the balance between the fighting and the going out and doing your school stuff during the day is really appealing. And it's kind of hard to explain why it's so appealing. Mm-hmm. There's something that I find, and a lot of other people find, really enjoyable about sort of the almost the mundanity of wandering around and, oh, I've got a free block of time after school today. I think I'm going to go hang out with Ryuji and see if he wants to go to the batting cages and hit a ball with me. I'm not sure Ryuji can actually do that, but that's just one of the things that you can do. So everything has a purpose in this game, and there is so much that you could potentially miss out on if you don't do essentially a perfect playthrough, which is maximizing what you do tactically with all of your time that you have outside of fighting demons. But the central thrust of the plot is that you are this high school student, you are spending a year in Tokyo, you're not from there, but you were wronged by an adult and you were basically put on probation after legal stuff and the police. And everyone's judging you harshly, and then as people get to know you, they're like, hey, this guy's actually pretty cool.
Hey, you're not actually a hardened criminal.
He's not a criminal. And slowly you go through making these friends who have also been wronged by adults. You go into these palaces, the dungeons of the various adults, and you're trying to get to the bottom of why strange things have been going on in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. People have sort of been going almost brain dead and committing horrible crimes, and then they wake up with no knowledge of it. So, yeah. But it's an amazing game.
Yeah.
And it has been out for 5 years now, at least its base version. And this new version, as I said, comes with all the DLC and the enhancements that come with Persona 5 Royal.
This is what I was going to ask you. So, you've been playing it this time on PlayStation 5 again. So you haven't tested out the Switch version or
Xbox
version.
I have not.
Do you have to rebuy the game for this version?
Well, here's the point of contention. Mm-hmm. Because while I am over the moon that Games Pass subscribers are now getting access to this game and Switch owners are now getting access to this game as well, the PlayStation owners are kind of getting the raw end of the deal here a little bit. In that, when the original Persona 5 launched and then Persona 5 Royal came out the first time on PS4, there was no upgrade path. So people had to buy it again to get that. Persona 5 Royal has been out on PS4 for a couple of years now, maybe longer, and there's still no upgrade path to the PS5 version.
So if you want to play this definite version of the game now, you have to buy the whole game again.
on PlayStation 5, even if you own Persona 5 Royal on PS4, you have to buy it all over again.
Oh, good.
Which is a bitter pill to swallow.
Yeah.
Because Switch owners are buying it for the first time. Xbox owners, if you're getting it through Game Pass, you're not paying anything mm-hmm. for it. PlayStation owners have to potentially buy it again if they want to experience it again. Although the upgrades between the PS4 version of Royal and the PS5 version of Royal are minimal. If you've played it on PS4, you might want to give it another go. But obviously it is a bitter pill to swallow that you do have to buy it all over
again. You could just
play
the game that you've already bought.
Exactly.
You don't have to necessarily buy the
unless you want those cosmetic skins and slightly faster frame rate. Although, again, it looked and ran fantastically in the first place. So it's free on Game Pass. It's $54.99 on Switch and $49.99 on PS5. So there is a slight price reduction mm-hmm. on PS5. But even so, if you paid £50 for it a few years ago...
Yeah.
Still not ideal.
Doesn't
still
feel
not
great.
Ideal. Exactly. But it is an incredible video game. I feel like I've rambled and not given the best overview of how the game works, but I feel like mm-hmm. a lot of people know what Persona is now. Hopefully this has been helpful for newcomers who are going to be jumping into it for the first time on Switch and Xbox. But it is available today.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've been waiting years to get access to Persona on your platform of choice, It's ready. Go and get it. I sincerely hope you enjoy it.
Wow. Thank you, Ben.
That's okay.
I think just enough time for a quip.
Yes. Persona 5 Royal. How about Persona 5 boils my bloody blood that I have to pay for it again on PS? No. Persona 5 Royal. How about Persona 5... brilliant.
Oh, okay.
No?
Well, I said okay. You said no.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
I was just going to say Persona 5 Royal, more like Persona 5 School Brawl, because you're brawling at school.
Sure, sometimes.
Sure.
Yeah.
I have limited knowledge of Persona, so
that's
the best
I think we did a great job today.
Exactly.
Persona 5 Royal is available right now on most platforms, so mm-hmm. go and get it played. It's one of the best games ever made.
And if you want to check out some footage of the game, head over to the YouTube channel if you're on the podcast feed. But for now, we'll see you very soon.
Yeah, see you in a bit.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices. But making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff, like research and testing to create shoes from natural materials, like leather made from plants, eucalyptus tree fiber, and sugarcane. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at allbirds.com today. That's allbirds.com.